Blog Talk Radio.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind. Might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away, on the road and hanging by a thong. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. They try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. No, he'd be poor a man if he never saw an eagle. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Friends around the campfire, and everybody's high.
'cause you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear I ain't no size two, but I can shake it, shake it like I'm supposed to do. 'Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real, come on now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up, 'cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back.
Okay, we are back. We are live, and we do have our guest here, so I'm going to get right to it. Our mindfulness coach, Shannon Marie Hipson from up in Canada, way up in the northeast part in the Atlantic time. So right now it would be 7:44. So that beats just about all of our time here on the American continent. So I know that's 2 hours ahead of me. And an hour ahead of you, Bonnie. So that's pretty neat. And all of Shannon's contact information is right here on the show page. It's going to be a little bit of abbreviated show. We had a little bit of phone problems here, but we're going to get right to it. So let's bring Shannon on to the show. Shannon, welcome.
Yes, thank you for having me again, Michael. Happy to be here.
Well, good to have you here as always. And if you would kind of tell the folks a little bit about yourself, and then if you want to segue into your topic today of mindfulness, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely. So I look at myself a little bit more than a mindfulness coach, because a lot of what I do is around self-love and personal growth. So I consider myself a coach as well as a mentor. And the reason that I've kind of adopted mindfulness into my life is because I used to suffer heavily from anxiety, like a lot of us do. A lot of us are, you know, out there and we're panicking about the past, we're panicking about the future. And that was me. I was anxiety ridden. And so I adopted mindfulness into my life as a way to calm my brain down, you know, because as humans, we have over 50,000 thoughts in a day. So, you know, when we look at that, that's just an enormous amount of brain power we're using every day. And so for me, I had to adopt it in my life so I could calm the body, calm the mind. And then once I started using it as a way to just, you know, let go of anything and just live in the moment, then I realized all its wonders. Then I began sharing that with the women that I work with and adopting that into what I do with helping them. So, yeah, absolutely. So mindfulness is very important. And actually, there's a lot of studies with mindfulness now where it's coming out and science is doing studies on the brain when they practice mindfulness. And mindfulness can be meditation. It can just be observing with no judgment, just bringing awareness to a situation or bringing awareness to a thought. But the most important thing is to not judge it and not judge ourselves, because as humans, we're always trying to be perfect. But the thing is there's no such thing as being perfect. You know, perfection doesn't exist. And so when we can really look at that and know that, okay, I don't have to judge myself. I don't have to judge, you know, anything or anybody. I can just be mindful of this situation popping up and release it, not judge it, and let it go. And that is what science is now seeing, is that it actually does reduce stress. It does reduce anxiety, depression, so much more, and it even has health benefits as far as helping people reducing pain in their lives. So there's all kinds of things that mindfulness does that I've adopted in my life, and now I'm sharing this with others and educating them on how they can put it and use it in their lives in certain situations, or what's facing them now, what's in the net present moment, and what's happening for them now, and how this can help them. So we can also get lost in our pain. We can get lost in our suffering. And when we get lost in our pain and our suffering, we're not able to concentrate on the present moment. We're simply concentrating on what's going on in our lives and the negativity and how we're feeling. When we can release that, live in the present moment, and not necessarily, we're living in a life of pharmaceuticals now. You know, if you're having stress, you know, Michael, and you have constant stress all the time, and you go to your doctor, one of the first things they do is they give you pills for anxiety. But, and I do agree that to a point that, you know, some people do need medication with serotonin imbalances, but a lot of us, if we practice mindfulness and practice meditation, which are just so easy to do, if we know how to really connect with that, then we can actually live without medications in our lives and actually live in a world where we can practice mindfulness, which calms our body, calms our mind, and is bringing peace and joy in our lives. So that's exactly why I talk about meditation and I talk about mindfulness and the fact that science is now coming out with studies. So, you know, for people to look into that and actually adopt this in their life, it's going to continue to boost their energy. It's going to increase their response rate. It's going to reduce any stresses in their life. They're going to be able to pay attention on purpose and bring awareness without judging it, just like you're almost like another person. You're judging the, you're looking at the situation, but you're not judging it. You know, it's almost like you're a bystander, just seeing it happen and saying, okay, that's showing up in my life. That's interesting. Let me just bring a little awareness to that and bring a little clarity to that and see what that really means. So that's how I get started with mindfulness and why I feel it is so important. And the most important thing we can remember is that a thought is only a thought. It doesn't make it true. However, I do also believe that our thoughts can create our future experiences. So if that's the case, and we're always thinking negative and negative and negative, then that's what our future is going to be as well. So that's why it's also important to practice mindfulness so that we can release those thoughts, filter the thoughts, and actually be in the present moment to where we can let that go and be an observer. I'm going to read something here which really has always brought me a lot of comfort. And this is actually from a book called You Can Heal Your Life. It's with Louise Hay, and it's one of my favorite books of all time. I mean, there's just everything you can think of in terms of personal development, loving yourself, being more in the present moment. And I'm going to share this with you. This is something that I will read often, and it goes like this. In the affinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I am always divinely protected and guided. It is safe for me to look within myself. It is safe for me to look into my past. It is safe for me to enlarge my viewpoint of life. I am far more than my personality, past, present, or future. I now choose to rise above my personality problems to recognize the magnificence of my being. I am totally willing to learn to love myself, and all is well in my world. So that is an affirmation that I do, which ties in with mindfulness. And it also ties in to really just connecting yourself to the present moment as well. And often when we look within, as I mentioned, we can often really judge and criticize ourselves and be negative. So I know that mindfulness has actually came from Buddhists, and they started it so they could actually calm the mind. And that's how it all started. And then from there, people came to the Buddhists to learn this practice. And from there, it's just expanded. And now so many people are catching on to the benefits of how to use mindfulness, even when they eat. Savoring each bite and slowly chewing it, just enjoying it and eating it normally instead of rush eating that sometimes we can all do. Even if you're in the shower, just taking in the scents of your shampoo or taking in the scents of your body wash. There's so many ways to practice mindfulness, and that is why, you know, I'm spreading the word and telling people how they can adopt it in their everyday lives, in everyday things that we do. You know, even if we're driving in our car, sometimes people get stuck in rush hour. Wouldn't it be nice to not want to honk your horn at the person and, you know, ahead of you, and just actually take deep breaths and ground yourself right in that moment and let it go? Absolutely. You know, it's just so important that we continue to do that. And, you know, continue to use these techniques and use this practice in a way that benefits us. You know, whenever stress arises, whenever negativity arises, whenever we're feeling low, our energy is low, our vibration is low, we can use mindfulness to give us a little energy boost, actually give our brain a boost, and use that so that we can function better as humans every day and just be happy. You know, that's really all we want, is to feel love, to give love, and be accepted, and accept others for who they are. We don't want to judge ourselves, you know. And often when we judge ourselves, we're worried what others are going to think of us. We're worried what they're going to say to their friend about us. However, if we can stay grounded and stay present and release that and just say, okay, fear's popped up in my life, or I'm worried about somebody judging me, and analyze that with awareness and let it go, then that is the whole point of mindfulness. And with, you know, really, we think 50% of our time is spent thinking about the past and thinking about the present. So just think of that for a minute. All that time, we're reminiscing about the past and the future. We're not living in the moment. We're not living for, you know, the now. Because the point of power that we have, it's always in the present moment. You can't change the past. You can't change the future. However, if you tap into what is happening right now, you are able to make decisions in that moment that shape your future. That is where your point of power is. That is where your point of control is. Making decisions in the present moment that are going to benefit you and create your future. So if we're making positive decisions and we're using mindfulness to let go, which is reducing any stress and anxiety, which, let's face it, as humans, we can't avoid that. There's always going to be something at some point that is going to bring stress or anxiety in our lives. But if we can use that mindfulness in that moment, then we can let go. Then we can observe and let go and move forward in our lives and really take back our personal power in the present moment. And that's what's so important. So honestly, I can't wait to see what new studies happen in the future in regards to mindfulness, because they're just really touching the tip of the iceberg at this moment. They're just really tapping into all that it can do. They know some things it can do, but who knows what else it could do in our lives? Who knows what medical health benefits it could actually bring in our lives?
Shannon, I hate to stop you there because you're giving us a lot of great positive affirmation there. I love it. That's why I didn't jump in, because it's like I was loving listening to it. But we're out of time, but can you let the folks know how best people can reach you?
Absolutely. So you can reach me from my website, which is shannonhipson.ca. And I also run a spiritual women's support group called the Unstoppable Hearts group on Facebook. They're welcome to join there as well. And of course, my email's on the page. So anybody interested in a free discovery call, just to gain clarity on where you're heading in your life, they're more than welcome to send me an email, touch base with me, and I will definitely connect with them.
Very good. Okay. Well, we look forward to your next show next week here, and have a great week, and thank you for all the great positive information today, Shannon.
Oh, you're so welcome, Michael, and I had to get that all out there. I know we were had a little technical difficulties, but
yeah.
I'm glad I covered everything I wanted to say today, so thank you.
All right. Great. Okay. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to be joining with our next guest, so everybody redial as this episode now will end.